Good morning and welcome back to the Nevada Press Podcast. Been away for a little while as I've been busy. It's coming up on convention time, but got some news. There's plenty of interesting news in your Nevada community newspapers every week. There's a lot of good back-to-school stories. I particularly liked one in the Reno Gazette Journal this week because it had a real personal touch about mom trying to hold back tears because her son was on his first day of school and he was bravely holding back his own tears. So just the kind of thing that brings back the memories and something that every parent goes through. But as I've mentioned many times before, one of my favorite reasons for turning to the local community newspapers is the opinion pages, because you typically read a lot of good common sense stuff there that you don't necessarily see in the national news. I mean, they're always talking about national politics, which I think, I don't know about you, but I think we're all pretty sick of national politics. It's important to stay tuned, pay attention, know what's going on, but there's an awful lot of just blather is the word I'll use. But one good columnist to always read appears in the in several of the rural Nevada papers. The former editor of the Review Journal, now writing for Ely, Elko, Mineral County, a lot of the battle-worn newspapers around the state. Tom Mitchell, and this is an opinion column of his in the Hawthorne paper, the Mineral County Independent News, about the number of people in a survey who they surveyed. You might have read this, the Freedom Forum's 2018 First Amendment survey. They do it every year. It's always fairly alarming. This one's particularly alarming because they surveyed 1,009 Americans, 1,009, and how many of them do you think were able to name all five freedoms guaranteed by the First Amendment? Yeah, one person could name all five. It's not too surprising, actually, because the right to petition the government is one that typically people leave out. So getting four out of five would be pretty good, but 63%, according to Mitch's column, could not name a single First Amendment right. Couldn't name one right that they are guaranteed under the U.S. Constitution's First Amendment. That's more than alarming. So, to run them down, by the way, so that you know, because you listen to this, religion, freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom of the press, the right of the people to peaceably assemble, and the fifth one is that one, the petition the government for redress of grievances. Those are literally our most fundamental rights under the First Amendment. And for 63% of Americans to not be able to name even one of those is just, I don't know what the word is. Scary is a word that Mitch uses, so we'll just repeat that. I was also reading some columns in the Pahrump Valley Times as I shuffle through the papers here, and good one here by Dennis Myers. Dennis is editor at the Reno News and Review, but he also writes a column that shows up in many of the other papers, and he looks at that old voter fraud claim, which is again something, it's really a myth that there is rampant voter fraud anywhere in the United States, because if you look at the facts, they don't bear out that there is anything close to a pattern or a trend or anything that has affected elections whatsoever. He notes that 43 people voted twice in Nevada's primary election because of an equipment malfunction. Their voting devices appeared not to have registered their votes, so the polling place workers told them to vote again. And they figured that out, and there was no fraud. There was no intent to try and affect the election. It was a little problem with the machines. I also, while I'm on the topic, this reminds me, saw something that certainly hurts the news media when it comes to claims of fake news. And this was a story out of DEFCON that I think a 10-year-old had hacked into the voting system. No, that's not what happened. And if you read it carefully and got past the headlines, he hacked into a fake Secretary of State website set up for really the purposes of the conference so that he could hack into it. Voting results, the actual tallies, are not connected to the internet. This was the Secretary of State's website. It wasn't even the real website. And if you know, it's really not that difficult to hack into a website that doesn't have or looking at security. Anyway, that's the rant for this week, and I'll be back in just a minute with the next episode of the Nevada Quiz. All right. Hi, welcome back. It's the next Nevada Quiz question. We're at number 61. And that, first the answer, though, to number 60, you remember that? That question was who was the first native Nevadan to serve as governor of Nevada? The first person actually born in Nevada to serve as governor? That person would have been Emmett Derby Boyle, governor from 1915 to 1922. And Governor Boyle was born in Gold Hill, that's near Virginia City, in 1879. Okay, you're ready for the next question here. I think you might know this famous thing, but let me give you enough to get the question. The question is, and these come from Rich Marino's Nevada trivia book, by the way. Pick that up, and lots of info up there in there. It's been around for a while. Anyway, what natural phenomenon did an eastern Nevada farmer stumble onto in the 1880s? The clues there are natural phenomenon and eastern Nevada. Okay, think of what's out in the eastern part of the states that would be a memorable thing to stumble upon. All right. And we'll be back next time with the answer. Okay?